as of Holy Ghost. Amen. Today, I want to tell you a story inspired by an old French tale. The poor parish priest had remained at confessional until the night, until the last sinner who had left the church. However, he decided to wait a little longer in case an aid penitent would arrive. He was tired, and despite himself, his eyelids closed. Suddenly, he jumped. The door of the church had moved. Maybe it was a wind, as a storm was raging around the house of God. But a silhouette stood out on the wall. A man was coming. His footsteps sounded strange on the glass, as if he had a wooden leg. He had raised the collar of his coat, and through the grids of the confessional, the priest could distinguish from the face only two eyes, a dark look. The foreigner entered the confessional after a brief hesitation and left. "When did you last confess?" asked the priest. "I never received this sacrament," replied the man with a stifled voice. "Never, do you say?" "Never." "How old are you?" "I do not know. I stopped counting the years." "But you must know very well your age." "Half eternity." "Well, let's say 7 years. What do you want to confess? What do you want to say?" "I was proud," replied the sinner. "Nothing else?" insisted the priest, surprised. "You have not been proud only once during all these years." "Yes, only once. And nothing else?" "I was envious."
"Envious?"
"Yes, envious. I was jealous of the world."
"Of everyone?"
"Yes, everyone."
"And yet, there are so many poor people, men who have barely enough to live on. And there are sick people who suffer terribly, the blind, lepers, fools. You cannot be envious of all those."
"Yes, I envy them so much."
"Strange," said the priest. "What else have you done apart from that?"
"I tried others and rejoiced when they cursed God. Of many have you seduced, and what sins?"
"Crowns. To all the sins that exist,
what made me rejoice the most is when I could bring down the soul of childhood in mortal sin."
"But it's awful," moaned the priest.
"Do you still have any sin to confess? Did you wrong?"
"No, never."
"Lie?"
"Yes, very often."
"Blaspheme?"
"Always."
"Miss Holy Mass?"
"I cannot stand the sight of the host or the chance."
"In that case, you probably have not been often in the church."
"Yes, very often."
"What have you done in church?"
"I see these people."
"In the church?"
"Yes, in the church."
"But one then, in the confession, I advise them to pass over in silence the serious sins."
"Did you sin against the sixth commandment?"
"No, never," replied the man with a smile of contempt.
Insult either?"
"No, never."
"Strange.
Did you kill?"
"No, I only incited others for crime and assassination."
"It's my fault also that many humans have lost a life of grace."
"Have you sinned against your mother?"
"I never had a mother."
"But every man has a mother. Perhaps you would die better after your birth."
"No, I never had a mother."
"This is a madman," thought the priest, and a strange penitent.
The priest began to worry. "What can I do for him?"
"Do you regret at least your sins?" he asked.
"God has heavily punished me for my first fault."
Are you sorry? Because I was punished. And not for the love of God? No, not out of love. I cannot love. You cannot love? No, I cannot. I hate all men and angels. I hate all creation. And I hate God by the Lord Paul. You hate God? Stunning, the priest said. Yes, I hate him. But if you give me the absolution of my sins, I will love him, and I will not cease to sing his praises. You must love him. Because if you do not love God, I cannot give you absolution. Give me a very harsh penance. I'm willing to do it. I'm ready to give a lot of money to the church, as many millions as you want. I will build you a new church, a cathedral more splendid than St. Peter of Rome, more splendid than St. Werburg of Bristol. No man has this fortune. Yes, I do. Yes, he's a fool, thought the priest. Then he said, even if you place all the treasures of the world at my feet, I cannot give you the solution, because you don't love God. Why do you hate him? God is yet so good and so just. I know him. His son died for us on the cross. I know. Why then do you turn down God? I wanted to be like God. Who are you? What you have just said, only one can say, the devil. I am the devil. Please, give me the absolution. I cannot give you the absolution. I can absolve the greatest sinner, but not you. I have the present sinners. That is my misfortune. What? Not being able to confess. Oh, Father, said Satan, breathing with difficulty. As I am the man to be able to do so, as I could willingly change my life without the last trial, with any assassin condemned to death. All of them can confess. Therefore, I exhort men preparing for confession to conceive their greatest sins, and as I am grateful them when I succeed, for I have found someone whom I don't need to envy. Every 100 years, I try once to confess, but I have never had found a priest to give me absolution. I will continue my journey, 18 dominant men, with a sigh of despair, with the name. The man stood up and went back on his wooden leg. The priest lifted his head. He pushed his hand over his eyes. He had really dreamed. A young man, kneeling before the confessional, came forward and confessed his sins. At one of the most important comments, he hesitated for a moment. Have you confessed everything? Asked the priest. Yes, everything. Have you not omitted anything by chance? Think again. You know that a bad confession is a terrible misfortune. That the confessor never has the right to speak of what has been said to him. And now tell me, did you hide something? How do you know that, Father? Stanley said, I had a presentiment. Yes, I considered something, replied the penitent. I was ashamed to admit it. Then he confessed to a very serious sin. Thank God, you are finally being sincere, said the priest moved. Never forget that a good confession is a great grace. All you have to do is to acknowledge your fault honestly. And you know the sentence before you even enter into confession. It is an acquittal and a grace. That is the absolution of your fault. What would the devil do to be able to confess? The young man was upset and left the church. After a moment, the priest arose also and made the confession before the altar. And there's a confessional, an old master, had drawn the demon some 100 years before. The priest glanced at his devout picture and be beheld in winding his teeth. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost.